Also, if you ordered a shirt, sweatshirt or t-shirt, downstairs, you can go down one of those doors in the fellowship hall right up under where we are. You can pick your shirt up today. All right? I want to talk about something the Lord has been placing on my heart. He said, Jason, I want you to make room for the supernatural. And in this room, we got all kind of backgrounds. We have people from different walks of life. And he said, Jason, what I'm doing is, he said, I am restoring balance and order to my power and how it flows. There are some things that God is going to do that does not make sense. And we're going to have to trust him, because we need him to do supernatural things in our life. And today I'm going to talk about how to walk in supernatural opportunities. Has anybody got some doors that open that you don't even see the door right now? You just know when it's available. You say, God, I need you to do it. Yes. All right, so that's what we're going to talk about. Mark, can you go to my next slide here? We're going to be at Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. It's on the screen there. This is the New American Standard Version. You can follow me there in your Bible, your phone, or what you have, or you can watch there on the screen. And this is where I'm going to be today. It's amazing. We wrestle with the supernatural, but then we believe the Bible. And Jesus walked on water. Like, you realize you believe that? Do you realize you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin? Compute that in your head. And you believe he was birthed by the Holy Spirit, came in conjunction with Mary. You believe he died on a cross and got up. He died and got up. You can go to the tomb that is empty. I went and visited my brother's tomb. His remains are still there. There are no remains of Jesus. You believe this. So you believe in the supernatural. So let's see it work in your life. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25, it says, and in the fourth watch of the night, it makes sense, 3 to 6 a.m., Jesus came to them walking on the sea. All right. Many of you have been up from 3 to 6 a.m. And you probably have seen some people walking in midair, but it wasn't because. Let me read this scripture. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. And they said, it's a ghost. And they cried out with fear. Verse 27, but immediately he spoke to them, saying, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Peter replied to him, Lord, if it's really you, command me to come to you to walk on the water. And he said, come. Peter said, Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the effects of the wind, he was frightened and began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus extended his hand and called him, saying, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those in the boat worship him with all inspired reverence, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. My next slide here. Here's the main idea for today. Supernatural opportunities require that you follow God over logic, over reasoning, and over intellect. Now, I'm in a room full of smart people. I'm in a room full of very intelligent people. I'm in a room full of people who you got where you are because you use your brain. What I'm not telling you to do is check out your brain, but a lot of things before your brain could compute it, God's already figured it out. You ever read the scripture that said the peace that passes all understanding? That peace that says, I know you don't understand it right now, but just go and follow me. You ever been telling somebody and giving them instructions, and you just wish they would be quiet so you could finish it and show them how to do it? God is the same way with it. He said, just trust me, and I'm going to show you what I'm talking about here. Here's some principles of the supernatural before I get into the scripture. Things that happen in the natural, and that the supernatural is things that happen in the natural that don't make sense and they cannot be calculated. To the analytical and to the common sense people, the supernatural throws you off. Those that live by the supernatural are often disregarded because you say, there's no stability in that. Some people live by the supernatural and don't have balance. You can live by the supernatural and still use your brain and do everything logically so that it's not thrown off whack. The supernatural is needed for things that are our impossibility, but they're God's possibility. The only way my impossibility can become possible is if it's God's possibility. There's some stuff that we're asking God to do that are not on his list to do. God cannot do anything outside of his will, but all of his will is not possible for us, but it's possible for him. Yeah. So if you're in a situation right now that's impossible for you and it is possible for God, you're in need of the supernatural. The supernatural is this. This is what God spoke to me. I'll just share it with you. He said, it's evidence, Jason, that the power of God, of the power of God for the intellectual, for the analytical, for the planner, for the thinker, so that we will believe and not just think and compute. He said, I'm going to show you some things that your mind can't catch up with. He said that you're going to have to believe in your heart and move forward. How many of you, when you got saved, well, I'm not even going to ask the question. When most of us in this room got saved, it didn't make sense of all the things that happened. Because when God saved you, he changes your heart, but your mind got to catch up to what happened in your heart. That same supernatural thing that happened in salvation is going to happen in your everyday life. Let me give you some keys to experience the supernatural here. Go to my next slide here. The first key is this. A supernatural opportunity may not be recognizable at first. When Jesus came to them walking on the sea, they said it's a ghost. Now, this is the same Jesus they saw feed the 5,000, the fish and loaves. Now, you just saw him in operation, but when he comes in a way that you don't recognize, many times we say, okay, God, I'm not really sure if this is you. It normally comes when God presents a supernatural opportunity in a form or a way that you're not used to. I want to think about this. Jesus is probably a common sense guy like many of us. He could have got a boat. But think about this. All the disciples in a boat, they didn't have motors, I don't think. They had sails and rows. He said, all of y'all can row. There's one of me, and I ain't got time to be rowing across this river. So he said, I am God in flesh, so I'm going to just walk. There are moments and situations where you can take things the hard way. Or the God side of you can show up and say, we just going to make quick work of this situation. So he said, I'm going to let the God side flex in this situation because I could work hard and say, let me show these boys how to row this boat. Or I could just walk on water. I believe Jesus said he going to walk. And he can do the same thing in your situation. Yes, sir. It takes 5 years to get this established. I'm going to walk. Yeah. It's going to take me one. Somebody spare to grab that. It's going to take 12 years for that to go into remission. I'm going to believe God. It's going to take me 6 months. Yeah. To fix what you broke, it's going to take as long as it took to you to break it. No, I'm going to walk. It's going to get repaired overnight. Not to disregard, not to overlook my neglect, but to show the supernatural side that I need some things to work in my life. Number two, next slide. A supernatural opportunity, you may not recognize it, but it also may scare you at first. But it always comes with a supernatural announcement. The Bible says immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage, it's I, don't be afraid. When God comes in a way that we normally don't expect, it throws us off a little bit. And you often wonder, what does he want? Why did you show up like this? God, I've been praying and asking you to speak to me. Why did you have somebody text me and ask me what's going on? Why couldn't you tell me yourself? I don't like telling people my business. I don't letting people in. You got to have done anything like this? Why did you move this way? And we never stop to think that God is trying to help us. Let me tell you this about God. He's not trying to expose you. He's not trying to shame you. And he's not trying to take you out. God's trying to help you. Touch your neighbor and say, he's in the helping business. But you know what I love about God? When it is God, because many of us wonder, is that voice I heard God? Is this person God? Whenever it's God, he announces himself. The Bible said immediately. Now, those of you who like to play pranks on people and scare people, you like to just draw it out a little bit. I walk in the house and Isaiah don't even know I walked in. He got his headset on. I make a little noise in there. He said, Daddy, is that you? I don't say nothing. I want the mystique. I want him scared for a little bit. I want him to walk out of his room with a bat. I want to see if he got a little fighter in him. I want to see if he's going to hide or he's going to come out ready to fight. The Bible said Jesus said immediately. Whenever you are in a situation and you need to know that it's God, you need to go back. And if you are confused, you can go back to God and say, you did it for your disciples when you walked on the water. So I need to know right now, is he the one? Is this the right relationship? Is this the right business opportunity? And the Bible said immediately, he said, it is I, take courage. I've been into situations where I need to know that it was God. Yeah. I would invite people to church And one time in particular when I was in college, I invited a bunch of friends to church. And I made some stipulations to God because I went to a church. We used to shout. They used to run. They used to clown in there, y'all. I said, God, they're going to come. And I know a lot. One of them was a Jehovah's Witness background. One of them had another Church of Christ. I'm not knocking. They just weren't used to the type of carrying on we did. I said, I don't want to scare none of these people off, and I want them to come back. I said, so, God, this is what I need. I don't need her to take off running. I don't need God. I'm the catcher. I was the catcher. My pastor prayed for people. People fall out. This one guy fell out three times every service. I'm serious. It was so bad one service, I leaned in his ear and said, I ain't picking you up no more. Don't you fall out one more time. I knew he was going to fall out. We just grabbed it. We just knew it was going to happen. So I said, God, I don't need none of that to happen. I need the word to come forth, and I need these people to be astounded. Lord, y'all, they sung that first praise and worship song. And I said, oh, we in trouble today. They got to going at it. I was cringing the back of my seat. I said, these folks, they come back. I would look at them to make sure they weren't scared. And then they got to speaking in tongues and all these things. And I said, God, why you do this today? I was scared because they were going to run off. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Jason, I've been doing this for a long time. Trust me on this one. One of the biggest guys that I brought broke down in tears, crying. I said, wait a minute. And after a while, I let go and let God touch, because I didn't want to just get tore up in front of all these people now. I'd invited y'all to church. I'm coming here falling out and shouting and stuff. And that was one of the greatest moves of God that I'd ever experienced. But my fear was, and what happens is when you get in fear, you start controlling stuff. You ain't going to do that. No, you're not going to do that. You scared of water, so can't nobody else get in water. You scared of this, so nobody else is going to do it. And you start to control the moment, and God said, you can't control this. He said, this is me. Let me have my way. Can I tell somebody in this room who is in fear, who's trying to control the moment, the situation, let go and let God. He's been doing this for a long time. Trust him. But watch this. God will always tell you, it's me. God, is this really you telling me, okay, because I really want to trust this person again. I really want to go in on this relationship, but I'm not really sure that it's you because I don't want to go back to where I was. And God said, trust me, I got this. The next thing about God is this. A supernatural opportunity always strikes your faith curiosity. Peter said, watch this. Notice Jesus introduced himself. Jesus says, it's I. Don't be afraid. Peter said, and God said, take courage, it's I. Peter said, God, is that you, player? Don't get disrespected by that. I'm a Martin fan. Peter was like me. He's the intellectual. He's the thinker. He's the analytical. You know God spoke to you, but you want to make sure. Some people can just hear God speak, and you're going on with it. No, it's got to make sense to me. And you're saying, God, I heard what you said. You announced it was you, but I want to make sure, for real, is this you? That's Peter. But there's something inside of you that says, maybe this is God. Some of you are wrestling right now. You said, God, I know you said healing, but I still feel this, but I still believe you're a healer. I know you said trust, but I see some untrustworthy tendencies, but you said trust. And there's a part of you that you're trying to work out because you're curious. Now, I was raised, I don't know about this lifting my hands and just really letting you have your way, but it looked like it works. I'm going to just lift one hand this week. I'm going to think about the left one next week. And you, next thing you know, your hands are lifting. You are fully immersed in what God wants to do. You have a question, what God tell you? Anybody have a question, what God tells you in here? He identified himself, but we want to know, is this, I told you, the job, the relationship, the opportunity, is this it? And Peter said, God, if it's you, I want to come. We question because our faith gets curious because of what God's doing inside of us. And here's the thing about questioning God, why it doesn't bother him. Because your questioning is not questioning him. It's more for you. I know you know, but I need to know. And in order for this situation to work, it's got to be working inside of me. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but it's like, God, I know you got power. You can do anything. But I need you to help me out to make me see that what you're really saying can become real in my life. Because some stuff that God speaks does not make sense. Don't make sense. But it makes sense. What God wants to do. The next point is this. A supernatural opportunity comes with an invitation to take a step of faith. Peter said, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to walk on the water. Jesus said, come, in other words, try me. Peter was like, SpongeBob, I'm going to head on out. Can you imagine, though, before Peter stepped out, the battle in the boat? Can you imagine what the disciples were talking about? The disciples were probably arguing, going back and forth, and they saying, you don't know what God can do. I don't know, but I know our budget. You don't know how God can heal. All I know is what the doctor said. You don't see everything. You always got your head in the cloud somewhere. We live on earth. We got to compute this stuff. It's got to make sense. Yeah, but I sense, and as it's battling back and forth, why you need to walk on water when we got a boat? Why you got to step out? We live a comfortable life. We paying bills. We doing things. We going on vacation. And now you want to step out and do something like missions? Now you want to start a business? You want to walk away from a job that you've been at for years? We're comfortable. And then Jesus shows up. Why couldn't you just let me mind my own business? I ain't bothering nobody. And here's just Jesus walking on the water. I'm about to take it to another level. And Peter said, I'm going to try this. Anybody ever been there before? How do I know when it's God calling me out and not me calling myself out? Y'all probably never asked yourself this question. Because you're going to see some stuff that look like God or just driving something inside of you. What does Jesus walking on the water look like for us? It looks like you see, it could even be a dream when you're sleeping. It could be something where you see, I see myself coming out of debt. I don't know how. I see healing. I see a better relationship. And that Jesus walking on the water is not physical Jesus, but it's stuff Jesus does. And the stuff you want to see Jesus do, walking on top of the impossible, because you're not supposed to walk on water. And God's showing you some things in your heart, and you said, it looked like you walking, but I want to make sure that it's not me making this up. Anybody ever been there before? Here's what you do. Peter stepped out the boat based on an invitation. The invitation was this. Peter did not step out the boat on water. Peter walked on water. He stepped out on the word. And when you step out on the word will suspend what things are not supposed to happen. I hate to get ahead of myself, but Peter began to sink when he took his eyes off the word and started looking at the things around him. When you take a step of faith, I'm not taking a step on water. I'm taking a step on the word of God. God told me to step out. I'm not making this up. So when I take a step out, everything has to line up with the word of God. That makes sense in here? So when you step out and start a church in the middle of nowhere, and God said, now I don't know, I want you to do one service, but two. And they're probably about 10, 12, 15 people when we first got started. Years later, look around, filling this second service up. But you get discouraged when you look at the things that are not the word. Am I making sense in here? The key to the supernatural is having an invitation of God's word. Did you say I can do it? And when you step out on the word, you walk over things that are supposed to drown you. The next thing is this. A supernatural opportunity has the possibility of super failure. You were doing good and you're comfortable. You were doing good until Jesus stepped out and you start dreaming. Here's the thing about stepping out. Every opportunity don't work and you risk looking like a failure. Not only just a failure, but a public failure. Because you step out in front of people. And it's like, God, I know you're not putting me out here to embarrass me. Peter began to sink when he looked at the conditions. The Bible says when he looked at the effects of the wind, he began to sink. The thought is always this. If I step out in what God says, what if I fail? Anybody ever thought that before? Here's how you reconcile that. God is not looking to embarrass me. He is inviting me to the supernatural. And when you take a step of faith, as long as you focus on the word, you're going to be all right. But when you look at the effects of the winds, what is the effects of the wind? The fact that you still got symptoms in your body. The fact that things are still unstable around you. I am not sowing. I am not doing based on what I see around me. I'm doing it based off what God wants to see in a situation. Get this in your spirit. Failure is good when you're trying to do it God's way, because you never fail until you try. Many of us are so consumed with image that we don't want to fail. But God is looking for somebody who say, I am foolish enough to believe you. I'm going to step out of my comfortable. I'm going to try you. I don't care what the opinions say. I'm going to try what you say because I know you're speaking something, and I'm going to listen until I get it right. You all right in here? And don't let failure cause you to question the word of God. You've been walking on water for a long time and ain't even realized it. You realize that? How many of you ever got a job that you know you didn't qualify for? You've been walking on water. How many God has rescued you from some stuff you ain't never told nobody? You've been walking on water. How many God has delivered you from some stuff you couldn't get out of yourself? You've been walking on water. How many of you got, you didn't know how, you didn't know what way, you just said, I'm going to make it. And when you look back, you said, I really don't know how it happened, but I'm here today. You've been walking on water for a long time. And he's never, you may have failed, but he's never failed you yet. Next point is this. A supernatural opportunity is always loaded with supernatural rescues. Jesus stretched out his hand to Peter, lifted him up, and says, oh, ye a little faith, why did you doubt? God's rescues are often interpreted as rebukes. He picked him up, he's drowning, and said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Let me reread this through the eyes of somebody who almost drowned. I was in a whitewater raft, and I got thrown off and got caught in one of them hydraulic things. And they pulled me to the side. And if that little man would have told me, oh, ye a little faith, why did you doubt? When I got my energy back, it would have been some problems. When you are drowning, you can't breathe. Water's in your lungs. You ever been struggling with water before? It takes all your energy out of you. And Jesus looked at the man and says, oh, you a little faith. Why did you doubt? Jesus, my lungs are full of water, and you talking to me about this faith stuff right now? Can you be a resuscitator? Get water out of me. Give me some strength back. I seen you open blind eyes. Pull my strength back right now. You got to understand how God speaks. God speaks and how we listen are two different things. God does not speak problems. God speaks solutions. Jesus didn't ask Peter if he was going to be okay because he knew he was okay. He asked him, where is your faith? God speaks in a direction because he's headed in a direction. You could be lonely, crying out for help. I need you to rescue me, and God will start talking to you about your job. Why are you talking to me about a job and a business and I'm telling you my heart is broken? God, you will say, God, I think I'm going to die. My health is getting bad. And God said, I want you to build this. And I want you to, God, did you hear me? I'm about to fall out and die. And you telling me to build something. God does not talk problems. He talks solutions. And when you look to your solution, your problem becomes minimal because your healing is on the way of where he's taking you. And he says, I'm not going to sit here and come into your pity party. I'm going to show you where I'm moving. And when you move in that direction, your healing shows up. Your clarity shows up. All the stuff you need shows up when you move in a direction. Anybody ever been confused with God and you praying for one thing and he's speaking another? Whenever God speaks, move in that direction. He's not blind, he's not deaf, he's not ignorant, he knows exactly where you are. That's why it's hard to understand the supernatural. Because you're dealing with this. God, if I don't pay this, they're going to cut this off and do that. All right, so listen, when you become debt free, I want you to do it. Did you hear what I said? When y'all go on vacation next year, I want you to go. We're not even talking right now. He speaks in the direction that he wants you to go. And when you look in that direction, you get directions on how to get there. But you want God to deal with your now when he's all the way over there. He said, I've already solved it. Before you got here, I was there. And I'm where you're. I'm speaking right now in the name of. Am I making sense in here? So a supernatural opportunity is always loaded with supernatural rescue. Look at your neighbor and say, God always going to rescue you. All right, I got to get finished. The next one is this, and I'm out. A supernatural opportunity produces supernatural results. The Bible says when they, somebody say they. Say they. When they got in the boat, the people in the boat start worshiping. Can I ask you a question? And you're going to answer yes. Did Jesus get back in the boat? Did Jesus get back in the boat? Why? Here's the reason why. You don't need the supernatural when you can naturally do it. That's why I got the summation that he didn't want to row by himself, because he got in there with them so they can just finish rowing. You don't need the supernatural when you can do it naturally. You need the supernatural when your natural won't do it and God couples his super with your natural and says, I'm primed for an opportunity. Why is God doing the supernatural? Why is he saying this? Because he's saying this. I need to have a faith injection into you. Because there are many of us who have heard God, we've seen God, and he's moving in a way we don't recognize him. And he said, I need you to get your hope up. I need you to get your faith up. So that's those of us who know God. There are people who don't know God who need to see the power of God so strong that they say there is a God. The results were this. Not so much that he walked on water, but when he got back in the boat, everybody in there worshiped and said, you're the Son of God. God said, I'm pulling people into a relationship with me. He said, the reason why I'm going to do the supernatural is that when people see you get out of debt, when they see your relationships working, when they see you moving on your job, they're going to look and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So he said, listen, in this day and time, y'all hear me, in 2020, we may not have massive tent revivals where people come in and fall out and get saved and healed. I believe the next outpouring of God is going to happen in the marketplace. I believe the next outpouring of God is going to happen where you work. It's going to happen on your home. It's going to come through ingenious ideas that people are going to look and say, if God can do that through you, what has he put inside of me? There is something supernatural that's going to resurrect some things on the inside of us. Y'all, we are about to experience miracles, supernatural healings. I'm telling somebody here, things that you never imagined. There are opportunities that are going to bounce. You're going to say, God, is this you? Yes, this is me. I believe the next move of God, you all hear me when I say this, it's not just in church services. I believe people are going to run to church, but not because we're having great services. I believe they're going to run in here because they want to know how. I got this thing inside of me, and I want to see it manifest when I go to home, when I go to work. I want to see it in my family. Y'all believe the supernatural is about to happen. And I believe he's about to use everybody in this room. I believe Shelbyville's not going to know what hit it. Murfreesboro's not going to know what hit it. Winchester, all these areas are going to be like, what in the world is going on? Because you're about to show up. And the gifting of God is going to supernaturally transform some things around you in the name of Jesus. Can we worship God in here for a moment? God, I thank you. I thank you. I'm not really sure how I'm going to do this, but there are those of you in this room, and I was preaching, something was stirring inside of you saying, I've been seeing some stuff, and I think that's you, God. Everybody who's ready to take a step of faith, you're ready to take a supernatural step of faith in the direction that God is speaking. Stand on your feet. In the face of your fear, in the face of your uncertainty, in the face of your illness, in the face of all these things, some of you are saying, God, this is probably one of the worst seasons of my life, but you're speaking to me more than you ever have. He doesn't speak problems. He speaks solutions. As a song said, there's some things you need to move over so God can move the supernatural in. If you're ready to make room for supernatural opportunities, slip your hands up in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, if you're just desperate for this thing, you can flood this altar. We're going to see God move in an incredible way. You come from wherever you are. I'm not going to lay hands. We're just going to seek God together. If you're ready for this thing.